网天下，北京外语广播。Your bilingual station, AM 774。大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题，你告诉他；你没想到的问题，他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线，我是 Larry，欢迎大家加入我们的互动 QQ 群，我们的 QQ 群号码是3317640。好，那今天呢，我们要讲的话题还是雅思口语。我们请来的嘉宾老师是 Emo。
Hello， I'm too old to be welcome.
Today we're still going to talk about some topic in the IELTS test.
Yep, some topics, and there is something. It's like we got some very familiar topics, like can you describe a friend, or can you describe your parents or something. But usually we choose to describe their, you know, like their behavior. We talk about their habits or hobbies. But actually, we can talk about their features.It's like a gift, a very picture, like very clear image of this person. It's like when you describe the person in front of the examiner, actually he can picture the person's image in his mind.
没错，在雅思的口语考试中我就遇到过这样一个题，让你描述一个人， describe a person. 哎，不光是第一题还是第三题都有可能遇到 describe a person. 那你要描述的除了他的爱好，他的行为，他的故事，其实还能聊一聊他的外表，他的外貌等等，但是这方面的词汇我们学习的并不多。我们只知道一个人长得高叫 he's tall， 长得矮 he's short， 眼睛大 big eyes， 除此以外呢好像想不到其他的词汇可以描述一个人。
Yeah, but actually people have a lot of features can talk. 那我们今天就来看一看一个人他可能长相上的特征，我们今天当一次外貌协会的人哈。But I think let's start from the very original. So how to start from that? Do you have some parts as the family traits?
I think I'm tall because my father is tall. So all the male...family members of my family are tall, so it's kind of our height is our family trait. It's kind of a genetic heritage.
Okay. I think, you know, in English we have another saying. It's like you take after your dad, or your height takes after your dad. It's like this part is very similar.You know, with him. Take after means you have very similar part, like your mom, like you have your mom's eyes, you have your mom's mouth, or your dad's probably the heights or something like that.
So when we say we take after our parents, that means we inherit some family traits or features of our family.
That's true. So I think take after is a good word. So usually if you look at the picture of a lot of celebrities and like Cheng Long, Fang Zuming, like Angelina Jolie and her baby, you'll find, you know, the kids really take after a lot of things from, you know, the dads or the mom. But anyway, this kind of like family traits. But say if we...You know, look deeper and probably you will find the eyes or these kind of things are very similar. But there are also a lot of features we don't take after from the family members, but we just can have them, you know, when we grow up. There are a lot of things. I think because as kids, we have very natural, you know, the appearances. But when we grow up, we hope we can be different. So we get something, you know, like the decorations, or we get something on ourselves to change the image a little bit. So let's have a look. What do you think is the part on you that's, you know, can make a difference of your appearance?
I think my eyes are much bigger than that of other people, particularly when I don't wear my glasses.
Wow, very big eyes and shiny and bright.
Yeah.
炯炯有神的一双眼睛, but short-sighted. Okay, 近视眼, how we say short-sighted.
It's a pity.
Yeah. And also when we ask about your eyes, 我们要问一下,你近视多少度哈? So we say...
How many degrees?
How strong are your glasses?
How strong?
Strong.
Are your glasses?
Yeah, that means...
How thick?
How thick are they?
Glass lenses. That means how thick are your glass lenses?
Kind of. So we say how strong are your glasses?
The stronger the glasses are, the poorer eyesight you might have.
Yeah, that's about it. So we can say somebody wear glasses. But as wear, actually, this is a very good verb we are going to learn today. 今天有个很重要的词还在描述外形的时候我们要记住的一个动词叫 wear. 实际上我们可能会记过比如说他有穿的意思 wear t-shirt, wear glasses. But there are a lot of things we can wear. 我们一个一个来看可以 wear什么 比如说 现在很流行, 好像七年都很流行, 叫整牙, 然后需要戴个牙套, 然后牙齿上要有一个东西,
钢圈,
that's it. So, that, for that, we say braces. Braces.
Braces.
Yeah, it's like there's something, brace your teeth, 把你的牙齿, 绑起来, 箍起来. So this thing, we say braces. So you can say, somebody wears braces. 用到我们刚才那个动词, 他穿了一个钢圈, 其实我们大家都知道他戴牙套了, mm-hmm. Somebody wears the braces. But there's also something else.
假发, wig.
Yeah.
Wear a wig.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And for me, I just love to see men wear their hair into ponytails. So it's like, you know, somebody got this short, not quite long hair, but kind of long, and can wear it into a ponytail. I think it's cool on the boy, because for ponytail, 马尾辫, I think it's common, right, in girls. But in boys, I think it's something like special. So I just love to see boys who wear their hair into ponytails. Have you ever tried the hairstyle?
And my hair is never long enough to make a ponytail.
Ah.
And I will never try that.
I think you can try ponytail. 有一天你看着街上走着一个人,然后眼睛很大, 戴着眼镜,
然后夹着马尾辫, 那就是我。
That's Larry for sure. 然后就可以扔鸡蛋了。
Anyway, so ponytail,
yeah.
马尾辫, 因为pony是小马的意思嘛,
exactly.
对吧?
Yes.
So ponytail就是马尾辫, 这个在中文里也很好记, 在英文里也很好记。
That's it. 我觉得 wear这个词真的很好用, 比如我们其实刚才已经说了三个了, 第一个比如说 wear glasses, 然后戴眼镜,
wear braces, 戴牙套,
yeah, wear braces, 戴牙套, 然后你还可以 wear your hair in a ponytail, 把你的头发, 然后绑成一个马尾辫, 那么这个词组叫 wear your hair in a ponytail, so you can also wear your hair in a ponytail, so it's like, can you imagine that somebody who's like wearing braces, wearing glasses, and wearing the hair in a ponytail? I think this is what a person.
Yeah, but if you meet that person, you can describe him or her,
yes,
with the words we just learned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's another two phrases to start with wear, you know, the verbal phrases. Wear就是个很好用的词, 尤其在描述外表的时候,还有两个很有特点的外表。 然后第一个就是 wear your, you know, hair in cornrows. Have you ever heard cornrows? Cornrows? You know corn?
Corn. Corn.
Like popcorn.
Ah, 玉米的意思.
Exactly. Like cornrows.
Rose.
Rose means a lie. Row. It's like a lie.
R-O-W. Row.
Yeah, row. Exactly. It's like, you know, when you look at somebody, especially the African women, they usually wear their hair in a corn row.
这个中文你怎么说呢？这个叫什么？叫菩萨
是不是叫什么蜈蚣辫那种人？
蜈蚣辫，反正就是头发一条一条的。
Yeah, 把他头发上扎上就是很细密的那种小辫子，然后紧紧的扎上。一般在非洲，他们可能一个月洗一次头发，然后可能会这种辫子没有办法拆掉，就是你扎上去了以后没有办法拆掉。然后就等于说你就只能是 wear it every day until it grows too long.And you know, cut it and start it the second one. Because they probably they don't have water to wash their hair. I think nowadays, especially the young people, they love this popular fashion stuff and they wear their hair in cornrows. I think it's pretty cool. 就很多的明星还有很多的足球的球员你会看到他们会 wear cornrows.I think this is cool for this one. 但是还有一个辫子哈，然后就是大家平常普通见的这种加一个辫子啊，或者梳一个梳两个辫子这样的辫子，我们叫做 wear braids. Wear braids. It's like
braids 怎么说？
B R A I D. Wear braids.
Braids.
Like this is my favorite hairstyle. Like I wear braids I wear a braid every day.
这个辫子，因为我不是女生啊，我不扎辫子。这个辫子它的中文到底怎么说呢？就是一般的辫子。
一只辫子。
一只辫子，就是普通的辫子，左一下右一下这么搭出来的辫子。
Yeah.
就是 braids.
Yeah.
OK，
你看他说左一下右一下的，这确实是男生不知道编辫子啊，女生都知道辫子其实是用三条头发，然后可以编一个辫子，至少是三条。
原来
左一下右一下，
因为看外观好像是这样交叉的来的，没关系。但是啊，说到现在，很多男生同学啊，就是郁闷了。我们又没有辫子，你说了这个马尾辫啊，说了这个玉米辫啊，再说了这个 braid 普通辫子，但是我们又用不着这一些词汇。如果我们要描述一个男的。一个男同学有哪一些词可以说呢
？For guys, I think there are some very interesting appearances. For me, I think if I look at my dad, like a middle-aged man, I would like to describe my dad the feature like he has a beard and a mustache.
就是胡子对吧、
yes.
但是你刚才说两个单词一个是
beard and mustache yes
these are two words
different words and describe
different parts of the 胡子
exactly
那其实 beard 很多同学都听说过胡子那这个 beard 和刚才的 mustache 有什么区别
Usually we use the beard to describe something on your chin so this part we say beardBut for mustache, probably something like beneath your nose for this part.
Kind of Japanese style.
Yeah, kind of Japanese style. We say mustache.
也就是说一个男生啊，或者一个男人，四十岁以上的男人，他留胡子的话呢，他的胡子留的位置不同，说法也不一样。如果留在他的下巴
，yes，
嘴唇下面
，yeah，
那个叫做 beard。
Beard。
但是呢，如果是留在这个鼻子下面、嘴唇上面那部分啊
，We say mustache.
Mustache.、Yeah.
So, which one would you like to have when you are a middle-aged man?
Both of them.
Oh, that's cool.
If possible.
Okay, I think it's possible. And somebody actually would like to have goatee.
Goatee. Ah.山羊胡须
Exactly Goat 后面加上 double E's 两个字母 E 所以就变成了 goatee
Goatee
I think in ancient China a lot of men when they're getting old they keep this I think they take this as a symbol of their intelligenceLike,
the longer your goatee is, the more intelligence you have.
You are, yeah. Like, you know, you just feel okay, probably calm it with your fingers, something like this. That's funny. So this is part for middle-aged men. And now there's another popular hairstyle, I think. We say a shaved head or bald. I think that's for men who doesn't have any hair. 如果我们说是自己剃掉的，我们会说 a shaved head.
Shaved 是剃光的意思吗？
Exactly. But if just, you know, there's no hair growing, so we say bald.
就是秃顶了。
I think if you got this, you know, the bald, head, also, there's another cool hairstyle I like to mention. Have you ever seen a boy whose hair is like standing up on the head? It's like growing up, like, it, you know, it's like standing on the hair, it's not like lying. Or it's like, you know, spikes, 像钉子一样, it's like spikes.
爆炸头啊。
Exactly, for this kind of hair, so we can say the spiked hair.
Spiked.
Like 钉子, so we say spiked hair. I think probably it's cool for you to wear a spiked hair.
Yeah, it's a good idea. But talking about spiked hair, so I have to put the gel on my head every morning to make that shape.And as you know, I'm a very lazy person in this field, so especially to my appearance, so I would be probably too lazy to have spiked hair. 所以我现在为什么不喜欢这种爆炸头呢？不是因为它不好看，而是因为我太懒了，因为每天早上都要去弄那个发型。
So I think the most proper one for you is a shaved head.
那就不用打理头发了。
Not at all, just a shaved head.
But you have to put some oil on the top of your head.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
To make it look brighter.
Like a bulb. Okay, so let's, you know, look through the features we were talking about. 好，我们一起来看一下我们到目前为止然后讲了多少 appearances 跟外形有关系的，尤其是大家现在比较喜欢的或者常见的这些外形。那我们第一种是用 wear 然后来去记忆的，跟 wear 有关的，跟穿戴这个词有关的外形。比如说我们要是戴个牙套，我们可以说
Wear braces.
Very good. Right. And if you want to be cool enough, you can wear cornrows. I think you wear your hair in cornrows. I think that's very cool, you know, to have this African hairstyle. And I think also for girls, if you want to be less cool and if you want to be, you know, gentle and look sweet, I think you can
wear braids.
You can wear braids. Yeah. I think two braids are, you know, like sweet. And also for boy, if you want to look like the artist.
Or girlish.
Oh, not girlish. I think it's artist. Okay. So you can
wear your hair in a ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
Ponytail.
马尾辫. Yeah, exactly. Ponytail. As a man, if you want to have a special feature or the features, so for me, you know, I would start from this part.
Which, like, part? The part
around the
mouth. That is a beard or a mustache.
Yes. I think it's cool, especially to have the goatee.
Goatee, 山羊须哈。
现在很少已经看见有人有了。但如果谁有的话，我一定要跟他去合张影。Because it's so cool.And also, I think for men, if you want to look very special, and I think to be bald or to have a shaved head is a good choice.
Shining point.
Shining point.
Among
like,
people.
Like a light.
Like a light bulb. Anyway, so, and also at last, we also mentioned a very interesting hairstyle for men called spiked hair.
It's like spikes standing on your head. 然后你的头就爆炸的像很多个钉子站在你的头发上一样，不是站在你的头上一样。So you can say, you know, I've got the spiked hair. Okay. So actually, there is an easy way to memorize the new words. 有一个比较简单的方式然后去记住今天学的词。那么第一个方式就是用 wear 去记住和它搭配的牙套，然后玉米地的头，然后马尾辫和辫子，都是用 wear 去说。另外一个在英文中我有什么样的东西，比如说有胡子，然后有光头，然后有那个像钉子一样的头发，在有我们可以说 have， 但有一个更地道的说法在口语中叫 have got。 你会听一个中国学生说，诶，我有 一头爆炸头，会说 I have a spiked hair， 但是你会听老外说 I've got spiked hair， So this is a little difference. So I think you can learn with this one. 但说我自己的一个小秘密。Actually, I like the man who is very muscular. That means he has a lot
of
muscles, can show off. I think this man gives, you know, the girls the sense of security.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
到了节目最后呢，我们来回答一些听众的问题啊。有很多同学啊，在 QQ 群里面提出问题，他们说怎么样能够练好听力？其实呢，我们之前也问过像壮壮老师啊，像 Echo 老师啊，他们也给出了不同的解答。那么这里想问一下 M 老师 ，M 老师是怎么练好听力的呢？
This is a good question. So, actually, let's think about it. So, how did you learn Chinese? I mean, the Chinese listening. Because when we were like the baby or the little kid, actually, we did not learn this intentionally, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we just learned it automatically. Have you ever thought about it? Why? You need to recognize...the voice first, right? You need to recognize, oh, this is my mom's voice. This is my dad's voice. This is a voice of love. This is a voice of caring. This is a voice of angry. So you actually, as a baby, you notice that these kind of things first. And then, you know, you are trying to connect, you know,the specific voice with a specific emotion and other information. So that means when you are really familiar with the voice and you actually started to connect the meaning with the voice, this is the process actually we need to do when we learn English. If you want to learn English as a second language, think about this.Take yourself as a baby. And what's the best way for yourself to learn?
If I were a baby,
yes.
I would have to listen to English all the day.
Actually, if you're really bad or you suck at the English listening, I bet the first thing is you need to have this emotional connections. You better have this with the English language.So what's the best way to get this emotion connection with that?
I think the best way for us is to communicate as much as possible with native English speakers. But here is the problem for a majority of Chinese students who learn English in the traditional classroom. We're short of these chances. I mean, we don't have so many opportunities to meet native English speakers. So how can we get these...
Get this, right,
yeah,
the chance to
yeah.
practice. 实际上当我们去说到就是想要提高英文听力的时候，我会觉得其实最简单的方法就是你要从这个语言里面，然后首先你是情感上是很接受它的，就像我们是一个小 baby 的时候去学中文的时候一样。那在学英文的时候，其实最简单的方法其实应该是去看能够打动你的一些东西，比如说演讲，比如说电影，然后你就是在你的情感很接受它的时候，你对于这个声音是在一个不知不觉的过程中越来越熟悉的时候，你的听力会有飞速的提高，而不是有的时候我们很主动的去逼自己做一些事情，然后你就会发现哎，时间过得很慢，然后练的也没有什么效果。但是如果你有这种很情感的东西，然后和你有共鸣的时候，你对这个声音的接受程度和这个语言的接受程度是不一样的。所以我的学生以前我会推荐大家一定要去看英文电影，然后要找让你感动的，不管是电影、纪录片、视频，还是以前他们的演讲，或者类似这样的东西，你会用心去听，就像一个 baby 用心的去听爸爸妈妈说话一样，你就会对这个语言的声音和这个语言的音，你会非常的敏感，所以这其实是你听力很好的第一步。你发现有些人根本没有仔细的去学过 BBC、CNN 或者很多新闻的英文，但是他可能在跟老外对话的时候，一开始就能听懂很多，是因为他一开始选择的学习材料和进入的途径其实是不一样的。
哎，这是个非常好的观点，回头我们去试一下。那谢谢 M 老师的建议，希望我们的回答对大家的听力有所帮助。今天的节目就这一些，感谢大家的收听。最后呢，欢迎大家加入我们的官方互动 QQ 群，群的号码是331764040。 好，感谢大家的收听，也谢谢 Emma 老师的陪伴，我们下一期节目再见。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
Touch my hand.